Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
You don't have that same bang as Tom, but Skip Murphy.
You ain't got to go there, do you, Hug?
You know, Tom be like, Huggy. You like, Huggy.
Kind of throw you off, huh?
Let him get warmed in the
really?
Seat.
Really?
Okay. I know it's the first day. Silver Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Huggy! See, Jay did it for me, Hug.
Yeah, he just strained a kidney or something, an ovary. He lost an ovary or something.
I'm trying to help,
Yeah, so much for that. This weekend was so Kirk Franklin, wasn't it?
And too short.
Too short. And Christmas is sneaking up on us like a Beyonce album. Have y'all seen her videos?
Which one?
I've looked at all 17 of them. Simple, back to back to back to back to back to I mean, back in a row. I was hooked, drawn in like an infomercial. But wait, there's more. Skip Simple J, Beyonce is a grown-ass woman. I couldn't stop watching it, Simple. And I'm going to watch it again after I hang up with you guys.
Okay.
Yep, it's the fourth thing on my things to do list. See, I got to go to the store, get me some more chocolate Yoo-Hoo, some gluten-free ginger snaps, and some lotion. So let's talk about the other things on my things to do list.
Okay.
Like, let's talk about the mofo Redskins losing a mofo again. Who knew? But we played a hell of a game, and you know it's a damn shame when you're excited about losing by 1 point.
Wow.
RG3 wasn't our QB, but we had Casey and the Shanahan Band, and Casey was playing that funky music until Shanahan Band wanted a 2 for the win instead of tying the game. And even though we lost yet another game, nothing alleviates the pain like Tony Romo throwing an interception in the fourth quarter and Dallas losing. God is good. Did y'all know that mofo Romo is tied for the most fourth quarter interceptions?
No.
Yes, indeed. Y'all see how Ed Dez Bryant walked off the field before the game was over?
Yeah.
He went to put on his Addie BC hat and wait till Romo walk in the locker room. Please tell me y'all saw that Adrian Broner Marcus Medina fight.
No.
Holy Shakisha. Who knew Broner would lose? They said Broner didn't interpret the hand signals of his new South African corner man. Man, I lost money on that fight, but I didn't lose any money compared to that promoter at the Broner after party. You know how that goes, Jay. Speaking of money, the Mega Million is up in the vicinity of $500 million.
Yep.
Man, if I had that much money, I'd buy my mama a brand new carburetor. And some of those velour sweatsuits in every color. You know they love them velour sweatsuits. Speaking of every color, everybody's still talking about the Fox News making Kelly comments about Santa Claus being white.
Yeah.
Well, I heard she made another statement, y'all. Another announcement. She also said Frosty Snowman was white, and he has white snowballs. Who knew? So Lamar Odom is blaming his cheating on his wife, Khloe Kardashian, on his friends.
Right.
Who always brought girls around. You're the only one in the crew that's an NBA basketball player. That's how the whole groupie thing works. Duh. Then he said he can't be with Khloe. She brings out the bad side of him.
Right.
So I guess the crack brings out the good side of him, y'all. Okay,
yes.
Lamar, pipe down, literally. And up, own up to your extracurricular crack activities. So much for their cologne unbreakable, Silver. They might need to change that to crackable.
Right.
And they got to get rid of that saying, once you go back, you'll never go black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They got to change that up because of Lamar. Mm-hmm. The new saying is, once you go black, you'll never go back to a black that smokes crack.